Chapter 2. Both.
I want to spa!
It was a perfectly reasonable request. I was tired of endlessly practicing shuriken against empty air without understanding how the gentle movements applied to fighting. I was 5.
Absolutely not, Mother said.
The general said Selen can do it.
I said the words with triumph, certain I had Mother in an inescapable logic trap. She dismissed it with a swish of her hand.
I don't care what Garrett Cutter says. He's not your father.
Selen's brother Steve spars.
I tried to keep the pleading from my voice, but I knew I was failing. He's only 3.
Mother began rubbing at her temple. Never a good sign. I don't approve of that either. But it's different with boys.
Why?
I demanded.
Because he has a pecker. I've got one too. Why aren't I a boy?
Even now, I remember how the Duchess's normally serene face suddenly tensed.
Oh, Poppet, do you want to be?
I didn't have an answer for that. At least, not one I thought would get me what I wanted. But I sensed Mother wavering. I crossed my arms and kept my eye on the target.
I want to spar.
But Mother's mind was elsewhere. She knelt to put herself at my level, crown of warded electrum glittering in her hair. She touched my face, her eyes serious and a little sad.
Whether you spar has nothing to do with being a girl or a boy, Mother said. These days, those things mean less than they used to, and for you, least of all.
I didn't understand.
What does that mean?
It means you are my daughter, the Duchess said. But you are also my son.
Huh?
I looked back and wish I'd been more articulate. But the words made no sense. I'd known I was different from Selen since we were infants in the bath. But I never gave the fact we peed differently any more thought than the different colours of our hair, eyes or skin. What did any of it matter? The ways we were alike outweighed the differences.
You were to be twins, Mother went on. 2 eggs fertilized at the same time, a boy and a girl.
The words were almost too much to close my head around, but I didn't question the claim. Back then, it never occurred to me that Mother could be wrong about anything.
What happened?
Shortly after you were conceived, a demon prince tried to kill your father and nearly succeeded. His first wife, Inevera, and I had no choice but to use horror magic to save him. That story I knew already. It was a legend in Mother's keep. Everyone knows the Duchess and the Demaja hate each other, but it is said they hold peace because of that night.
I don't understand.
The words felt feeble, even to my young self, insufficient to convey the breadth of the feeling. I had only the vaguest notion of what conception meant, and Mother was hinting at something beyond. When you work magic to your will, some of it flows through you, Mother said. The energy can make you stronger for a time, faster. It heightens senses and speeds healing. I tilted my head, still confused. Mother's throat constricted, as if forced to swallow an unpleasant cure. In that moment, one egg absorbed the other. I remember staring at her for a long time before responding,
I ate my brother.
It was too big a concept to fully grasp, huge and terrifying, but less so than the one that followed.
Or did I eat my sister?
No one ate anyone.
I don't know what response Mother had been preparing for, but this didn't seem to be it.
What does it matter who absorbed who?
The answer seemed obvious.
How else can I know who I am?
You are not your brother or your sister, Mother said. You are both, the sum of everything either might be. Questions began to accumulate in my head, but I sensed the most important one, even then. If I didn't eat anyone, why do we keep it secret? Mother sighed, straightening my hair and smoothing my dress as she spoke. Because there isn't anyone quite like you, Olive. Magic made something nature could not. You can bear children or father them, and that will mean different things to different folk. If your father's heirs fear you have a claim to the skull throne of New Crasia, there's no telling what they might do. None of this meant much to me. Mother's worry was distant, like a cloud on the far horizon. I looked at my hands, my arms, my body. Everything was familiar, and yet, somehow new.
I'm not a girl.
You are what you want to be, Mother said. And no matter what, I love you and will always be there for you. If you want to stay a girl, I will support you. If you choose to be a boy, I will support you. If you want to announce to the world you are both, I will support you. Mother took my arms, squeezing gently. But some of those choices are more difficult paths to walk, and you need to understand that. If you are a girl, your father's people will seek to marry you. If you are a boy, they may seek to harm you, or take you away from me. That struck home where the other warnings had not. I didn't understand everything, but I knew I didn't want to be taken away from Mother. What do you want to be? Mother asked. I thought of Selen's younger brothers, always running after us, sticky, lumbering, and loud. I thought of our friend, Darren Bales, his hair a tangle, clothes ill-fitting, dirt under his fingernails. Uncle Garrod, thick and hairy, smelling of sweat and ale. Then I remembered playing dress-up with Grandmum, learning her paints and powders, trying on dresses and jewels. I thought of Mother, the most powerful person in Hollow, looking fabulous in her elaborate dresses, with a crown of warded electrum glittering in her hair. I want to be a girl. My mother took my hand. Then that is what you are. All anyone need know, unless you decide otherwise. The world will try to fit you into one of two boxes, but one day, I hope you will outgrow them both. I pulled my hand back. Then you'll let me spar? This time, I had her. Grandmum took me back to my room afterward. I was still humming with excitement at having changed Mother's mind. But beneath the rush of victory, a pool of questions about myself was quietly growing.
About time she gave you that talk, Ilona said. Been on her about it for years.
Really? I can't hide my surprise. Grandmum knows I have a boy's parts as well as a girl's. Changed my nappies when I was a baby. But we never talk about it.
That thing between your legs is the key to a kingdom, Grandmum said.
I don't want a kingdom, I told her, and I meant it. They say Mother could have been Queen of Theza, but she chose not to.
If she'd had a pair of stones, she would have, Ilona said.
Even at 5, I was used to this kind of talk from Grandmum. She never spoke down to us the way Mother and the other adults did.
I've got higher hopes for you.
The words made no sense.
My stones will make me brave.
I certainly didn't feel brave.
Ain't the stones themselves? It's...
She rolled a hand in the air.
Male energy. Men take what they want. Anyone gets in their way, they swat them aside. My daughter has the biggest stick in Theza, but she refuses to swing it.
What if she just didn't want to be a queen? I asked. Ilona scoffed.
Your mum is a priss, but she likes telling folk what to do too much to turn down a crown. Just couldn't bring herself to bully the other dukes and duchesses into giving her one.
She must have had a reason, I insisted. It never occurred to me then that Mother could be wrong about anything.
Grandmum looked me over.
Eh, maybe. You'd be more dangerous if you were the eldest child of a queen.
I laughed, more in surprise than humour.
Dangerous? I'm just a kid.
For now, Ilona says. But it won't always be that way.
Some secrets you can carry around forever, like a knife in your pocket. Others are like a blade in your hand. Longer you hold, the deeper they cut. Better to let folk know who you are now, so they have time to get used to the idea before you're old enough to be dangerous.
Mother said people might try to hurt me if we did, I said, or take me away.
Oh, you're a ripping princess, Olive,
Grandmum shrugged.
Going to be a target no matter what.
The words sent a shock of fear through me. The danger hadn't quite felt real, but now, with Ilona confirming it, I had an urge to run and hide. Grandmum must have seen it on my face, because she laid a hand on my arm, squeezing gently.
Ain't no one getting at you here, Olive Paper. But if this scares you, we can double the watch.
The suggestion offered a little comfort. There's already guards everywhere. Will they put them in my room next? Grandmum cackled.
They can put a few in mine.
Her laughter made me feel a little less afraid. Grandmum Ilona was like that. She'd slap you with the truth, then rub away the sting. I wanted her approval as much as anyone's, and I knew she wanted me to agree. But it didn't feel right.
Mum says, if I want to be a girl, then I am.
Ilona looked at me a long time, then nodded.
Hey, if that's how you want it.
She tugged at a lock of hair that had come loose from my braid.
Come along to Vanity, then. Time I started teaching you a woman's weapons.